It's Bill Buckley with you until 2 o'clock, and it's gadget time. Gadget Detective Fevzi Turkalp in the house. If you would like to subscribe for free to his podcast, you can do so. Just go to gadgetdetective.com or get it on the way that you get your other podcasts. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Gadget Detective. Hello, Fevzi.
Afternoon, Bill.
Good to have you with us. And let's start with your tech story of the week, which is all about exoskeletons. And there will be those amongst, I mean, not me, of course, because I'm way up to speed with all these modern things. But there might be the odd quaint soul, like me, who doesn't really know what an exoskeleton is, first of all. So what is it?
Well, exoskeletons, of course, exist in nature. I mean, a lot of insects have exoskeletons. So those are the rigid skeletal structure being on the outside rather than as we have it. Inside,
right. Yeah. Yes.
Exo meaning outside.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get that. You know, like insects with a hard shell, but they're all squishy in the middle. They have no spine, mm-hmm. as it were. So
they are exoskeletal.
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
So that exists in nature, but what's been happening over relatively recent years is that people have been trying to build. Like a robot suit, and I'm not, you know, eventually you might think about Iron Man, but we're not at that point yet. But for example, for some years now, shipbuilders have been using exoskeletons on occasion. So this is like, you imagine like the looks like robot legs and back support, and you wear it, you sort of go into it and strap it on, as it were. And what it does is it allows people, in the case of shipbuilding, to pick up very heavy objects like these giant tools that, you know, a normal man would probably, you know, herniate themselves trying to lift, and certainly hold, and, you know, I don't know, weld or rivet or whatever it is, you know. And that's been going on for a while, but those things have been like very, very bulky, very, very expensive. And I noticed a story, it's actually on the BBC News website, if you go to the tech section there, and it shows actually Currys, you know, the electrical retailer, in their warehousing operation, are using these. They're German made, I think, but they're relatively lightweight. There's a small backpack and then the bit that goes around the legs and supports the back, and they can wear them. Apparently at Currys they work 11-hour shifts in the warehouse, but they they can wear these devices for up to 8 of those 11 hours. And essentially what it does is it takes the strain off the lower back, which, you know, as we all know, is most likely to get injured when lifting. Mm-hmm. It encourages correct lifting because you can't move in the ways that are, you know, more likely to result in harm. But it literally takes the load off. You know, the weight, the force of the weight goes through the exoskeleton into the ground. And so you can do great things. And I thought about this and I thought, well, okay, first of all, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then my second thought was that will level the playing field between men and women in a lot of jobs where physical strength is still larger.
Yeah, and I mean, bigger and smaller people and younger and older people, everybody, won't it? Yeah.
Yes.
So it's good, but I was going to say, but I knew there's a buck coming. Go on, sorry.
Well, no, but then I thought that's a fairly narrow window because effectively we're the smarts within the suit, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And then the smarts will be replaced as well. So then you'll have sort of robotic devices. So like you get, for example, they're not quite the same sort of thing, but I think almost half of Amazon's workforce is non-human now.
Gosh,
robotic.
Yeah.
They actually
find stuff and move it around and do that. I mean, do they pack it yet? Do you know?
Yeah, they do millions.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do millions of miles. Yeah, there are robots now that can do the last, 20 yards of the delivery as well. There's robots that can get off the back of a truck, find the packet, and then walk it up your path, ring the doorbell, and leave. I mean, they do exist. What we don't have in this country yet, although there are some experiments going on in some towns, is a legal framework, and you know, that says, you know, this is what these robots must do. This is who's liable if they go wrong, and so forth. But you see them pootling around some towns. These things that look like little dustbins on wheels, you know, six-wheeled dustbins, just sort of rolling around doing deliveries and so forth. But I mean, I think, as we alluded to on many occasions on this spot, you know, we, the the sort of the legal and societal framework has to be laid as much as the technological one. And we're in danger of like the technology making things possible before we have any framework within which to use them. So eventually it won't be us in robot suits or exoskeletons, it'll just be robots. But still, I mean, it does show a way in which we can augment. For example, there is research that shows that the brain is quite capable of controlling more limbs than we have. There's nothing. Yeah, and you've seen it, you know, like in Spider-Man type films and,
yeah,
and
I suppose
all that.
You have, yes.
But the brain's quite remarkable because although we have senses and limbs and so forth, in the end, it's a pile of electrical signals that the brain interprets in a particular way. The brain doesn't hear or see; it just interprets electrical signals from those sensory organs. And in the same way, there's no limit of two arms and two legs as far as the brain is concerned. So the brain could control additional limbs. Mm-hmm. It could give you super strength. It could interpret new senses. So you could have built-in radar, for example, or night vision. Any of those things. Did you know, I didn't realize until recently, we don't have a sense to sense when things are wet. Did you know that?
We can touch them or look at them.
But actually we're kind of inferring. Sometimes it's hard to know if something is wet or just cold, for example.
Yeah.
We have temperature sensors. We can't actually directly, we can see if something is wet and we can infer it from the feeling of the temperature, but we're kind of putting it together, which is why sometimes, you know, I sometimes have that. I just think, oh, is that wet or is that cold? I can't quite work it out.
So, oh, yes. Oh, that's a different matter, though, isn't it? Because I quite agree there. Sometimes it is very hard to tell. It's also very hard to tell whether something is painfully hot or cold for a few seconds, isn't it? You don't know whether you've burnt yourself or frozen yourself sometimes. Yeah. We have our faults.
There's a genetic disorder of people who don't feel any pain. Which on the face of it seems great, except that, you know, these people
scald themselves in the bath and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, sit on scalding radiators and all the rest, and it's actually really, really dangerous. It's interesting stuff. But anyway, I think it's a good thing. And I guess it won't be long before we can actually buy them from Currys. You know, I mean, what was really interesting is it looked something approaching affordable. It didn't look like it was going to cost, more than a family car, you know.
And that's even now. And of course, it'll come down if it takes off.
Yeah,
and
blah, exactly. Blah, blah. It'll get better in the battery technology. Just imagine, you know, the things that you'll be able to do. And the people, you know, they use them also for people who've been injured, who've had spinal injuries and other injuries, and to help them walk again and achieve balance and so forth. So the future is amazing, actually. You know, I sometimes think, you know, we're all going to die, but until that happens, we're going to have a great time with all this.
Well, that's really, I don't know what the word is. I don't know what that really is, but it's really something.
That was my attempt at being upbeat. We're all wiped out by our dark overlords, we're going to solve global warming.
Sounded more like hedging bets than positivity to me, but there we go.
I'm just hoping that they won't go back to these recordings and realise I tried to warn all of humanity for years and nobody listened.
Just wondering who'll play you in the film, basically. It's Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, and onto his gadgets of the week. And we start with a return to the House of Marley. We've been there before, haven't we?
Yes, that's right. So these are two gadgets, both from the House of Marley this week. As you may get from the name, this is a follow-on from the music and sort of message of Bob Marley. So it is a brand that is associated with Bob Marley. It's one that actually does good work, both in terms of they produce audio products and the work that they do. Both the products are sustainable and use recyclable materials and so forth. We'll come to that in a minute.
More exciting, Fevzi, they always get one of his song titles into the name, don't they?
Yes. We'll do that as a test for you in a minute, but I think it's quite easy this week. But they also run something called Project Marley, which is a sort of global initiative where they, you know, plant trees and look after the oceans and things like that. So they do quite a lot of good work with the money. I don't know what percentage of their income from the products goes to that, but they do good things. In terms of the products themselves, let's have a look, what have we got? Well, the first one is called House of Marley, Get Together 2, and it's a Bluetooth speaker. So the song is?
One love,
yep,
let's
it.
Get together and feel all right.
That's exactly
Took me
it.
A moment, but I got there.
Yeah, you did very well. So this is a Bluetooth speaker. It's an all-in-one device. So although it's stereo, it's all in one unit. So it's got two 2.5-inch woofers, 2 1-inch tweeters. The fascia, the front face of it, is made from bamboo, which, again, very renewable, grows much faster than sort of conventional woods, and the rest of the surface is covered with this recycled material that they use called Rewind, funnily enough, but it's recycled and it's hard wearing, and I guess the important thing about this is it sounds very good. It's a battery powered Bluetooth speaker. You can actually pair them up, although this is a stereo pair in a single box. Imagine it's kind of wide and not as tall.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually buy two of these if you can afford it and make a stereo pair of it that way. I haven't tried that because I've only got the one of them to test. But
and they're not cheap, as we'll discover in a moment.
Well, yes, yeah. So it's the power of it is 40 watts, which for a sort of portable unit is quite special. It's got Bluetooth 5 technology, which gives it a 30 meter range. It will run for about 20 hours off a single charge. We mentioned the sustainable materials. I like the fact that it's IP65, which means it's got a level of dust and water resistance to it. It uses a USB-C charging port, which allows you to charge it quickly. But it can also charge other devices with up to 18 watts. So when you've got this with you, it's also a giant battery that can be used to charge tablets and smartphones and the like. So it's really, it's all altogether really rather good. Price-wise, list price is £250, less a penny. I've noticed it on Amazon UK and thehouseofmarley.co.uk for $199.99.
Mm-hmm.
But I also noticed that if you sign up to the newsletter on the House of Marley website, you get 15% off.
Great.
So that would be
that's
nice.
A significant saving. Yeah.
So £200, £20-30 off. It drops to just under £170. So it starts to be sort of something that one can think about as well. There is a bigger version of this I intend to review in the not too distant future, but this one itself, it's good enough. It fills a room. It's probably enough to annoy your neighbours, but you must just explain to them that this is a house.
Invite them, write them round as well, and they'll.
No, just explain that, you know, you're doing it for the environment, you know.
It'll really work, yeah. Should we go to
four-star rating? Yeah.
So another one from the Marley people?
Yeah, so this is a pair of true wireless earbuds. True wireless means that they are two separate earbuds. They're not even linked by some of them used to have like little yokes that go behind the back of the neck and so forth. This is a pair of true wireless earbuds. It's called Redemption ANC2.
Oh,
now,
right.
Song title?
Well, there is a Bob Marley song. I think it's just called Redemption Song or The Redemption Song.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I can't sing a line of it like I can with the other one. It's not one of his absolutely best known ones, is it?
It's not. It's also, you know, not that melodic, I think. But anyway, it's a good song. No, that's not to criticise it. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
This is true wireless audio. Again, it comes with water resistance and a degree of sweat resistance, which is good. Again, it's got that sort of bamboo flash on it, so it's part of their branding. It's quite clever because it goes into a little charging case. You pop them in, and that's got its own battery itself. And the case itself, you can either charge it via a cable, or if you've got a wireless charging pad, you can charge them on there as well. The active noise cancellation is very good because what it does is it listens to the surroundings and then cancels it out. So active as opposed to passive. Passive noise cancellation is when you stick your fingers in your ears and you can't hear as much. That's passive. Active is when it's listening to the surrounding and cancelling out the waves. So again, crafted from sustainable materials, bamboo, the Rewind fabric on it as well, regrind silicone, aluminium. And all the packaging as well is all plastic-free and recyclable packaging
as
well.
Very good.
So again, price-wise, it's about average for some of these. List price is $150. I saw Last time I looked at these, they were 150, but now they're just a penny under £120. Also, 4 stars out of 5. If you're going to go to the website, by the way, and this was something that confused me before, it's not houseofmarley.co.uk, it's thehouseofmarley.co.uk.
Oh, right.
Yes, yes. If I were them, I would have bought House of Marley.
I was just about to say, yes.
And at least point it to the other one. Maybe I'll do that. But anyway, all in all, very good. So I like their stuff. I mean, it's... If it didn't sound good, no amount of environmentals will cause me to buy it.
Because, absolutely.
But when it sounds good and it's priced right and the specs are there, then I think that, you know, you can feel like you're doing some good when you buy these as well.
You certainly can. And apparently there's no truth in the rumour that you shot the sheriff, although you do admit shooting the deputy, I believe. Is that right?
I'm going to say nothing until I have my
till your AI, lawyer arrives.
To my AI lawyer arrives.
Yes, your AI. Of course it would be for you, wouldn't it? Oh, what fun. Thank you so much for all of that. Gadgetdetective.com is where you can find out loads more. That was the irrepressible Fevzi Turkup.